USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following the decision, he commended the high court. On Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, has entered a guilty plea to perjury charges. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed his surrender Monday morning in relation to the new charges. These perjury charges stem from his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud trial. On Thursday, President Biden is set to deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of the speech indicates that the president will detail his efforts to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share. Additionally, he will advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, such as initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. Over the past 2 years, lenders have denied half of all loan applicants, spanning home mortgages, car loans, and other financing options.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation, they've been denied, and 17% of them have faced more than one denial.
Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster said that lenders typically adhere to the guidelines that mortgage payments should not exceed 28% of an applicant's monthly take-home pay. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has burned more than 1 million acres and killed 2 people. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The U.S. is trying to get its message to Gaza any way they can. Corey Myers explains.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Selma, Alabama to mark the 59th anniversary of a milestone in the civil rights movement, Bloody Sunday. Harris also addressed the war in Gaza, calling for both sides to allow humanitarian aid in.
And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire.
Harris also called for Israel and Hamas to come to an agreement in which there would be a 4 to 6 week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing hostages.
NFL star Jason Kelce has announced his retirement from football. He made the announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the 6th round of the 2011 NFL draft and played 13 seasons with them, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. Trader Joe's is issuing a recall of 61,000 pounds of its frozen steamed chicken soup dumplings. According to the USDA, Trader Joe's received multiple reports of hard plastic pieces found in the dumplings. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injuries or illnesses linked to the contamination. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.